Prayer to Embrace Freedom Over Shame by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. The juices in my stomach gurgled in protest as I scrolled through social media's thick layer of shame. Paul's words rang in my ears, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." We aren't bound to news feeds, opinions, and news reports. Statistics don't have the final say on our lives. Jesus does. He reigns over all because he defeated death on our account. Seated at the right hand of the Father, the name above every other name, Jesus Christ, determines our freedom. 2020 is a year most of us will never forget. But it isn't the first time a generation has looked liberty in the eye and wondered what would become of it. God reigns over all that threatens to steal our peace, hope, and freedom. Christ left the very Spirit of God with us to sustain us and guide us. The Holy Spirit is often called the Comforter. Christ, our Savior, promised never to leave us. And though our world feels out of control, God holds the reins. We may not understand what's happening or know who or what to believe on this earth, but we can unwaveringly trust God. He is unchanging, rock solid, dependable, and is not unaware of what's happening on this earth. My prayer for 2020 is that we refuse to forget where our true freedom comes from. Not a country, not leaders, nor policies. It isn't dependent on a clean bill of health or an accumulation of wealth, nor does it fluctuate with current circumstances. Freedom was established on the cross through Jesus' death and resurrection. He sits at the right hand of the Father over all. Our hope is not in this willy-nilly world full of false hope and pretenses built on shaky ground. No, our freedom is in Christ, Lord over all, Savior of the world. He has already won the battle. And when we live each day in pursuit of Jesus, we get to experience pure freedom and hope. Let's pray. Father, freedom is something we're tempted to let the world define, and we mustn't fall victim to its false pretenses. It is in Christ we find true freedom, redefined by the grace of Jesus. As we struggle through a year that's brought many of our daily routines and lives and jobs to a halt, we pray for your encouragement and wisdom. Help us to hear your truth above all of the noise and news. Give us the ability to know what is true and what to do. Guide our next steps and fill our hearts with grace and compassion toward each other. When we disagree, empower us to embrace each other for the children of God we all are, regardless of which side of the issue we stand on. Jesus died to erase shame. Let us not pile it upon each other. Give us the courage to face disappointments, losses, and heartaches. And may we embrace the people in our lives instead of building walls of division. Lord Jesus, fill us with your grace. Flow through us like a raging river. And let your freedom and grace spill out of us and onto everyone that touches our lives. In your powerful name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.